welcome. Welcome indeed to Abbotsford Anglican Church. And for those who are listening in, a special welcome to you as well as we listen into today's service together. Come on in. Well, this weekend is Australia Day weekend, or leading into, and so I thought this Bible teaching that we might as well pick up on that today. And so the theme is Australians All. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Australians All, let us rejoice. And so from Psalm 33 and from 1 Timothy, leading us into prayer, we'll look at those passages today. Today also is a time where we remember God's great love for us in the Lord Jesus and the love we ought to have for one another in Christ in the Lord's Supper together. So if you love the Lord Jesus, you're welcome to come to the table and take of the bread and the wine, but you'll do that individually. You'll notice as you came in, you would have received a little cup and a wafer. And on Christmas Day, we practice this. The top layer is the wafer, and underneath is the second layer is the juice underneath. So during the Lord's Supper service, I'll invite you to do that. A pause after each for us to remember. Now, our very first song picks up on Psalm 33, and our musos are going to sing it to us, the two songs that we've got today. And there's going to be, during the chorus, we're going to do a few little actions as well. Now, you can do whatever you like. You could dance, we're going to practice the chorus. And it's a song that we've sung before, and I'll do some actions. And if you want to copy those actions during the chorus, you can do that as well when we do it. So let's just hear the chorus live for us. Fairly simple. So what I thought we'd do when we come to singing that song, we'll do rejoice, rejoice. All right. Let every tongue rejoice, one heart, one voice. O Church of Christ, rejoice. All right. So we're going to practice it now whilst you're seated, not standing. So let's try. We'll sing the chorus through twice. Thanks, musos.
Rejoice, rejoice.
Realize that you can't sing and I can't sing really, and so whilst it's being sung to us, try not to sing through your masks. All right, so you can do some, what do they call that, syncing, isn't it, lip syncing,
you know, underneath, and you're allowed to hum.
And you're allowed to hum.
You are allowed to hum. As long as you've got your mouth closed.
Your mouth closed. All right. But let us be ministered to by our musos as we do that together. All right. We're going to go back to the beginning, back to here. And the sentence of scripture for today picks up on Psalm 33, verse 1. And it says, sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. So let's stand and let us be sung to, and with the actions, followed along.
Rejoice, rejoice, let
Take a seat, everyone. The Lord be with you. God calls us to live our lives to his glory. And Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. And this is the first and the greatest commandment. And a second is like it. Love your neighbour as yourself. On all the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. But we fail to honour him and respond to his love for us. So recognising our guilt and trusting in God's mercy and grace as we gather together, let us confess our sins together in these words. Together, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have gone our own way, not loving you as we ought, nor loving our neighbour as ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word and deed, and in what we have failed to do. We deserve your condemnation. Father, forgive us. Help us to live for your honour and glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Merciful Father, we rejoice that you pardon and forgive those who truly repent and trust in your Son. Deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness and keep us in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. I'm going to get you to stand again. So please stand and stretch those legs. And as the people of God, let's say what we believe as forgiven and saved people in this statement of belief. Together, we believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Turn to the person around about you without moving from your seat and just say, the Lord be with you and also with you, and welcome them to church. Say, it's good to see you. The Lord be with you, Fiona. The Lord be with you, Tina. Take a seat, everyone. Scripture reminds us, before Max comes up to read to us our two Bible readings, all scripture is God-breathed. It comes from God and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness so that the servant of God, that's you and me, may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So let me pray that we hear God speak to us through his word. Faithful God, you caused for all holy scripture to be written for our learning. Enable us to read, note, learn, and inwardly digest them so that encouraged and supported by your word, we may embrace and always hold firmly onto the joyful hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Max, come forward and read to us our two Bible readings for us this morning. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. It's not my first reading. The dogs woke me up at 4 o'clock in the morning, so I read it then. Second reading. The first reading is Psalm 33, 1 to 4. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the 10-strings lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy, for the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. The second reading is 1 Timothy 2, 1 to 6a. I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thanks, Max. Well, Australians all, let us rejoice. Well, Australians all, let us rejoice, for we are one and free. With golden soil and wealth for toil, our home is girt by sea. Our land abounds in nature's gifts of beauty rich and rare. In history's page, let every stage advance Australia fair. In joyful strains, then let us sing, advance Australia fair. Beneath our radiant southern cross, we'll toil with hearts and hands to make this commonwealth of ours renowned of all the lands. For those who've across the seas with boundless plains to share, with courage, let us all combine to advance Australia fair. In joyful strains, then let us sing, advance Australia fair. Well, it's the Sunday before Australia Day, and I thought it's most likely on your minds. And so I'd pick it up with a theme in our Bible teaching this morning and get us to think, what does this mean as Australian Christians? Now, did you know it's a fact that both Rosemary and I, actually, before the 1st of January, are mentioned in the Australian anthem. Did you know that? But we are very, very privileged. We are young and good. However, sadly, but rightly so, I think, young has been removed and replaced with one, but Rosemary, her childhood nickname still remains. Australians all, let us rejoice. Fortunately, as the anthem states, we Australians have much to be thankful for and much to rejoice compared to many other people for whom they have come from across the lands and experienced other places. Our home is girt by sea, and many of us live by it and enjoy its pleasure. Our isolation has helped us containing the spread of the virus. Our land does abound in nature's gifts, God's gifts of beauty, rich and rare. And we share it kindly with those first Australians, all of us, who've joined them from across the lands with boundless plains to share. Rosemary and I look forward to we feel very privileged that we've been invited to witness the citizenship ceremony of a friend of ours from our previous church. She can only have three people, and she's invited Rosemary and I along to join from that. And we feel very privileged, and we look forward to that on Tuesday to celebrate with Sharon. Now, I could mention many things that we can rejoice in as Australians, And I'm sure you can too. Just take a moment for yourself here to think on a reason to rejoice because you live in this land, Australia, and are Australian. Just take a moment just to think on that. One of my favourite images in the Bible, and it might be yours too, is that what's mentioned in Revelation chapter 7. There in Revelation chapter 7, we have a picture of a great multitude that no one can count. From every nation, from every tribe, people and tongue, standing before the throne of God and before Jesus the Lamb. There we are, robed in white, forgiven, saved, together, crying out in a loud voice, rejoicing, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." I and you are citizens in that great multitude around the throne as Australian Christians. And as Australians who are Christians, we have the added reason for rejoicing this Australia Day, and for that matter, really every day of our lives, for we are forgiven and we are saved. We are right with God. Salvation belongs to our God. It is His responsibility. He's done it for us. And He now sits, completed that work on our behalf through Christ, on His throne, ruling over all things. And to the Lamb be praise and worship. And there with the in this wonderful picture in Revelation 7, the angels break out into song and sing, "Amen, amen, praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honour and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." He who has ears to hear, listen to the remainder of our service today and hear the words in the liturgy that we have that picks up on this, even in our Lord's Supper as we celebrate of the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus. Now, two Bible readings this morning, one from Psalm 33 and the other from 1 Timothy, pick up further on our reason for rejoicing and for our requirement for prayer. Psalm 33, "Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise Him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to Him on the 10-string lyre." How many strings have you got, Rosemary, on your guitar? 6, okay, all right. "Sing to Him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all He does." We may not be able to sing in church for the time being, and for some time into the future, but we can sing everywhere else, at our home, where it's safe to do so. And as I said last week, we can sing on the inside and we can dance on the inside. God knows our heart, God knows our mind, and He sees our rejoicing joyfully to Him. But it's great that our musos can sing for us, and that we can have up to 5 up the front here singing to us, and us being involved in the best way we can in worshipping and praising God. It's great that our musos can sing for us, and with such joy too. Thank you, ladies. Even to sing a new song after the sermon today and to play skillfully for us. Thank you. Sing joyfully to the Lord. Rejoice, God tells us in His word. Why? Well, verse 1, we have been made right with God. Coming to church is a good thing to do. It's hard, I know, when we wake up at 4 a.m, the dogs wake us up. It was about 6 for me, Max, all right? 5, sorry. And it's hard, especially on a hot day like this. Scripture reminds us to come together, to meet together, to encourage one another, and all the more as we see the day approaching. It's a moment in our week where we can set aside, step aside, and be able to allow ourselves to be ministered to by God through His Word and in our worship together. To remind ourselves that despite what we might feel or we might think and see, am I right with God? You are right with God because Christ, God, is faithful and He's done it for you. It's a chance for us to remind ourselves and to remember that fact. Sing joyfully to the Lord. Why? For you are right before God. Friends with Him. Saved and right with Him. Secondly, the way that we've chosen to live life, God's way, according to His Word, is right and true. How often do we find ourselves in situations where we might be doubting and thinking, is this the right choice to live according to God's Word? God reminds us when we gather and we hear His Word, yes, God has so caused you to live the right way according to His Word. This is the right way and a true way, the right and true way. And thirdly, God is faithful in all He does. I will let you down. Your friends will let you down. Your spouse will let you down. Your children, your parents, we all will let each other down. We'll try not to. Sometimes it might even be deliberate. Most of the time it won't be. But God is not like us. We rejoice because He is faithful in all He does, in all God does for us. In Him. Just think on those three things for starters as reasons for rejoicing. There is so much more in this psalm that God gives us reason for rejoicing. And you'll hear that when we say it together in a fun way at the end of the service today. The second of our Bible readings picks up on our responsibility to pray because we can rejoice, because we live as Australian Christians in Australia. I urge then, first of all, the petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings, for all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God, our Saviour, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is only one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave Himself as a ransom for all people. Thankfully, in Australia, we can sing and praise God publicly. We can speak of Him amongst ourselves and with others. But there are those who live in places where this is not so. And we cannot guarantee that we may have this privilege for the future ahead. It one day may be gone for us. God desires for all people to be saved, to live peacefully and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and it pleases God, our Saviour, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. And to help us keep the importance of this ever before us, God requires us to pray for it. And all the more on this Australia Day, for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. For God is a God who saves. For God wants all people to be saved. and come to a knowledge of the truth, for there is only one God and one mediator between God and us, and that is Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. I'm without a doubt David will do this in our prep, on our behalf, in our time of prayer this morning. Wouldn't it be wonderful if Australians all let us rejoice? Wouldn't it be wonderful if on this Australia Day, this weekend, all Australians were able to stand? We rejoice, yes, because we're Australians from all places. First Australians to those who've come across the lands, but first and foremost, to be able to say we rejoice because we're all God's children. Wouldn't it be wonderful if Australians all let us rejoice? But be that as it may, we as Australian Christians can. So as I end, I return us to Revelation 7. And I remind you and I remind myself of what is before us, what is to come. I take us into the gathering of the multitude of which where we are citizens in heaven. And we watch and see and now hear. Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they? And where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "Yes, these are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It's fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the 10-string lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. Let's listen to our musos sing to us with great joy. Come praise and glorify.
Come praise and glorify our God, the Father of the Lord. In Christ he has in heavenly realms his blessings on us poured. For pure and blameless in his sight he destined us to be. And now we've been adopted through his
Together and start with the collect of the day. All-powerful and ever-living God, help us to respond to your love that is within us, that what we do in the name of your Son may lead mankind to unity and peace. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Sovereign and mighty Lord, we bring before you the ongoing global challenge of the pandemic at a time when there appears to be the hope of a vaccine and yet there are still thousands of people dying every day. Lord God, we continue to be distressed at the thought of so many people who have died because of this infection. We ask that you comfort the family and friends of those who have died. Give them peace and support at this time of grief and loss. Thank you for the medical and other support staff who look after them. And we ask that you will give these people strength and courage to continue their work. Please keep them safe from harm and protect them from infection. Heavenly Father, we thank you for hearing our prayers and making it possible for the new vaccine to be created and rolled out so quickly. We ask that in your mercy you will allow it to succeed. We pray now for the logistical challenge of equitably and quickly rolling this out on a global basis. We ask for wisdom from those in leadership to be able to make wise decisions about this that are in the common good. Lord God, we know that you are our strength and shield, so we pray for all of this, putting our trust in you. Amen. All-seeing Lord, we thank you for hearing our prayers and answering them this week with the safe and successful transition of power in the United States from President Trump to President Biden. We bring before you the new administration and ask that they will be given wisdom and insight to be able to use their power and position to the benefit of all and not just sectarian or domestic needs. We ask for national healing of the dislocations that exist within that country, whether based on race or ethnicity or income level or where people live. We know that through you all things are possible and we ask for your healing intervention for the people of the United States. Amen. Sovereign Father, we pray for our own country, especially this week as we acknowledge the arrival of the First Fleet over 200 years ago and celebrate our nation. It is sad to know that this event causes such pain for the First Nations people and that Australia Day creates a point of dislocation and division. Lord God, we thank you for so many things about our nation, for the safety and prosperity that we live in, for the harmonious diversity of people from so many backgrounds and cultures living together. We thank you for the good government that we have and the protection that this affords us. We thank you for the freedoms that we have, for freedom of press, freedom of the judiciary, freedom of association, and freedom for religion and faith. Looking around the world, these freedoms are all too easily taken for granted. Please continue to bless us with the ability to safely live quiet and peaceful lives. Heavenly Father, we ask for your hand to continue to work in our nation. We ask that you will help bring about lasting, peaceful reconciliation for the First Nations people, to help us close the gap in education, health and economic opportunity that exists for them. We ask for wise government at all levels who will act on behalf of all people. We ask that you will also help us not to be complacent as a nation, but rather to realise that the benefits we have all come from you and your blessings for us. Help us as a society to turn to you in repentance and faith and give you the honour and glory which you are rightly owed as our Creator and Lord. We ask that by your Spirit you will allow all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth so that we can all rejoice together as your children. Amen. Lord Jesus, our Shepherd, we thank you for the work that Anglicare does in aged care, hospitals and correctional facilities through their chaplaincy activity. We thank you for the opportunity to go into these places and show that everyone is created in your image and is therefore valued and worthy of care and love. We thank you for the people who do this work and look to make you known. We ask that you will sustain them and encourage them in their work. We thank you that your Spirit prepares the way and upholds and guides them in what they are doing. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the way Anglicare is organised to make this happen and the positive impact this work has in showing your love and grace to many people in our community. Amen. Lord God, our foundation and rock, we thank you for the leadership of our diocese, for our regional Bishop Michael Stead and our Archbishop Glenn Davies. We ask that you will uphold them in the work that they do. Thank you for their service for your church and for how you have prepared and equipped them to be able to do this work. We bring before you all our brothers and sisters across the diocese today and ask that you will bless each parish as it meets today. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give you great thanks for this parish and everyone present here. We thank you for the unity we have as we strive to more and more be growing as followers of Jesus together. Work within us by your Spirit to help us to clothe ourselves as your people with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience. Give us open and generous hearts and the willingness to forgive each other as you have forgiven us. Please work your peace in our lives and give us thankful hearts so that whatever we do it all in your name and giving thanks to you for everything. Heavenly Father, we also have a number of people who have special needs at this time. We especially think of Linda Vergeson and her family this week with the passing of her mother. We ask that you will give them comfort and peace and assurance of your presence this week. We ask that at the funeral on Thursday will be a time of coming together despite the pandemic restrictions, so that Linda's mother can be remembered for who she was. Lord God, we also bring before you Brian Cave, Lynn Clark, Jean Steele, Kay Woodcock and Max Schweitzer. Lord, each of them have different and specific needs, and we ask that in your compassion and mercy that you will provide for them in the way that they best need. Lord, for all our people, please give them peace and comfort. Heavenly Father, we turn to you, trusting that you will provide what is needed in all ways. Amen. Lord God, we bring before you all these and our other prayers. Please guide each of us through your Spirit to be mindful of others, looking for ways to use our gifts and talents you have blessed us with to support, love, and serve the people around us. Please strengthen us to do your will and live our lives to your honour and glory. In the name of Jesus, our Saviour, we pray. Amen. And let's join together in the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Jesus said, Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Friends, at the heart of the Christian life is active trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and his saving death for sin. In this symbolic meal, originating from Jesus' Last Supper with his disciples, we express and deepen our trust in him as we eat and as we drink with our brothers and sisters in Christ. The Lord's Supper is an outward and visible sign of the grace shown to us in Christ. As we share bread and wine together, we are invited to feed on him in our hearts by faith, with thanksgiving. We are faced again with God's love for the unworthy, and we are strengthened by faith in the one whose body was given and whose blood was shed for us. So come then with heartfelt repentance and genuine trust in the Lord Jesus, realizing the profound significance of sharing in this way, and say together, we do not presume to come to your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your boundless goodness and mercy. We are not even worthy to eat the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord who's always to have in mercy. Enable us by faith to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that we may be cleansed from sin and forever dwell in him and he in us. Amen. We are the body of Christ. His Spirit is with us. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Thank you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. He is worthy of all praise. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honour and power. For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Therefore, with all those gathered around your throne in heaven, we lift our voices to praise you, saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. We praise you especially for your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, who by his death on the cross and rising to new life offered the one true sacrifice for sin and obtained an eternal deliverance for his people. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive praise and honour and glory and power forever and ever. We praise you, Father God. We thank you and praise you, Father, that on the night before Jesus died, he took bread, and when he had given you thanks, he broke it and he gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the meal, he took the cup, and again giving you thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Therefore, Father, we thank you for these gifts of bread and wine, and pray that we who eat and drink them, believing our Saviour's word, may be partakers of his body and blood. To Jesus, who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Come, let us eat and drink in remembrance that Christ died for us, and feed on him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for you, preserve your body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and let us eat this in remembrance that Christ died for us, and feed on him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for you, preserve your body and soul unto everlasting life. Drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for you, and be thankful. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord and Heavenly Father, in your loving kindness, accept our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Grant that by the merits and death of your Son, Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and your whole church may receive forgiveness of our sins and all other benefits of his passion. With gratitude for all your mercies, we offer ourselves to you as a living sacrifice. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, together, send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. Well, as you, at the end of last week, thanks to Janice, you would have received your bulletin or your newsletters in the emails. And if you're not getting those, please let Janice know so that we can make sure that you do get them. And information is in there about things that are coming up and things that are happening in the life of the church. Next week, it's kind of like, in my mind, the beginning of the new year. And so in the bulletin, please read it, because there'll be a number of little things in that one for next week's one, about things that I hope to see we can do together, COVID safely as a church, bring glory to God and building his people up and reaching into the community, which I invite you to join me with. So that will be in the bulletin next week. As you are aware, Linda's mother died this past week, and so thank you for caring for her and being thoughtful of her in prayer. And please, if you wish to attend the funeral, please let Linda know by phone, because they're limited in numbers. Thank you for praying for one another. It is so good to hear when the people are getting in contact with each other. If you're being left out, please let me know. We try not to sort of miss everybody, to miss anyone, but please, it is lovely to hear from people, that people are keeping in touch with each other. And if you're new or visiting us or thinking about belonging part of the church, please make yourself known to me today or in the coming days, so that we can welcome you very much so into the life of St. Andrew's. Anthony, is Anthony still here, or is he still up in the... He's up there. I was hoping he might get down here by now. Anthony's off on his mission trip this week, all things going well. I said I'd interview him again and pray for him, so I'm going to do that right now. Loving God, we thank you for the young people in our church. We thank you, Father God, for their faithfulness, their love for you, Jesus, and their rejoicing in you, and to share that with our little ones on our behalf. I pray today for Anthony and his team as they go forth to share the good news of Jesus. This is a great learning and confidence-building experience for these young people. But also, it's a wonderful opportunity for your word to go forth and to move in people's lives. And so, Father, I pray for Anthony and his team, that they may be encouraged, give them confidence, give them courage, give them safety as they go about, and opportunities to share the gospel. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. As you leave today, please make sure that you place this into the bin as you leave today. Don't leave it in the pews behind. Well, I thought for something different, we wouldn't sing or be sung to at the end, but to say the psalm through our masks, I can be up the front here, but antiphonally, I think that's the word for it, or left and right side of the church, we get to hear the whole of the psalm of the reason for why we should rejoice as Australian Christians. And so the bits that are in blue, like this screen here, we say together of the psalm. The bits that will be in a green colour, this side of the room, will say those verses. And the bits that are in purple, this side of the room. You got it? What colour are you guys? Green. What colour are you? Purple. Yes, all right. And I'm sorry if there's some might have a little trouble with the colours, but if you listen around to the people nearby saying the psalm together. So let's stand together and let's say the psalm together. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the 10-string lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you. Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. Praise and glory, wisdom and thanks, honour and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen. Please remain in your seats if you wish to chat and talk with one another, or if you wish to go outside into the playground and chat and talk from out there.